Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Greg, G-R-E-G-G, Massey, M-A-S-S-E. Address is 1036 C-L-O-T-I-L-D-E Way, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-592-5531. ID is XXXXX-4992. Date of birth is 2/19/1980. 41-year-old, married. Manager. Insurance is AVANTEK. Insurance is Aventech. Pharmacy is Walgreens-Nord Avenue, Chico. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of persistent lateral hand paresthesias. Below that should say symptoms of ear tinnitus following COVID immunization. Below that should say no clinical improvement following short course of glucocorticosteroids. It is addressed to Dr. Roy Bishop, M.D.
Were you not able to reach Linda?
I haven't called Linda yet. I'm doing his report.
Okay.
Argyll, A-R-G-Y-L-L, Medical Group, 100 Independence Circle, Chico, California, 95973-0258, phone 530-899-0130, fax 530-899-0142. Dear Dr. Bishop, thank you for referring Greg Massey for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. As you may remember, Greg developed some symptoms of tinnitus and paresthesias on the lateral portion of his hands following COVID immunization last year. New paragraph. By his report, he was initially seen for evaluation on February 15, 2022. He was scheduled for electrodiagnostic testing, but forgot his test, which is now being rescheduled. New paragraph. By his report today, the paresthesias on the lateral aspects of his hand fingers, left more than right, may be very slowly improving with a resolution of complete hypesthesia, H-Y-P-O-E-S-T-H-E-S-I-A, to some paresthesias that are persistent throughout the day. Subparagraph, he's experienced the development of no motor weakness associated with these findings. New paragraph. His neurological examination was otherwise unremarkable. New paragraph. Initial laboratory testing for autoimmune sensory neuropathy disorders in February was unremarkable. Paragraph. Most recently, he completed the cervical MR imaging study on March 18, 2022 at Open Systems Imaging, which showed a relatively tight spinal canal with very slight disc protrusions at C4-5, C5-6, and C6-7, producing near cord indentation without obvious stenosis or myelopathy. New paragraph. In consideration of this history and these presentations, I'm having him return for the electrodiagnostic testing to exclude the symptoms of a sensory radiculopathy as well as brachioplexopathy by electrodiagnostic testing. New paragraph. At this time, I have no recommendations for further therapeutic intervention. New paragraph. He's showing a trend towards improvement, which may take several months. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when he returns for his studies. New paragraph. Thank you for this interesting referral and my signature.